أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضلوا عن سبيلك ربنا اطمس على أموالهم واشدد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues relating to us the incident of Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat that preceded spoke of an instruction that was given to Musa and his brother alayhi salam with regards to the building of homes in such a manner that they are worship orientated, facing the direction of the Qibla. Musa alayhi salam preached to his people for a lengthy period of time, and a point came where he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after realizing that all his efforts have produced hardly any results. He then made dua to Allah, qala Musa. Musa alayhi salam said, Rabbana, O our Rabb, innaka aataita fir'aun wa mala'ahu zinatan wa amwalan fil hayati dunya. O Allah, you have given Fir'aun and his group, Fir'aun and his people, you have given them zina, zina, every form of adornment, every form of beauty. You have given them beautiful homes, you have given them wonderful orchards, you have given them beautiful conveyances and beautiful clothes and everything else. Wa amwalan, you have given them riches, you have given them wealth. Fil hayati dunya, in this worldly life. Rabbana, O our Rabb, liyudillu an sabili, so that they may mislead others from your way. Meaning they are using these riches, they are using all this that you had blessed them with in order to mislead and misguide others from your straight path. So he makes a dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. O Allah, this very wealth that they are using to mislead and misguide others, obliterate it. Destroy this wealth that they are using as a means of fitna. وَشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. O Allah, harden their hearts. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ, so that they will not believe until they see the painful torment. So Musa alayhi salam made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, we have preached and we have given da'wah and we have advised and we have encouraged. O Allah, they are so obsessed with the wealth that you have given them. They are so obsessed with the material things that they possess to a point where they are using it to distract others also from your straight path. O Allah, allow them to taste some punishment, because everything that we have tried seems to have failed, or it does not have a positive outcome. So Allah, let them taste some of your punishment so that their eyes may open up and they may realize. And then we spoke of the different waves of punishment Allah sent on Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the floods. When Allah subhanahu, then they said they will follow Musa. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of the floods, then they went back to their old ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent the frogs. Allah sent blood. Allah sent lice. Allah sent locusts. We spoke of those khams ayat, five different forms of punishment. After every punishment, or whenever a punishment came from Allah, they would tell Musa that, listen, ask Allah to remove this and we will embrace your way. But even that did not help. Though they knew that this was divine wrath from Allah, they were so immersed in their material lives. So he made this dua to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and he says, قال, Allah said, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا, the dua of both of you has been answered. Now, if you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah above said Musa alayhi salam made the dua. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the dua of Musa, He says the dua of both of you, da'watu kuma, kuma, two of you. Allah did not say, ujiba da'watuk, your dua was answered, but the dua of both of you have been answered. So why is it that Allah says Musa alayhi salam made the dua, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has answered the dua, He addresses both Musa and Harun. So Mufassirin explained that Musa alayhi salam was making the dua, and Harun alayhi salam was saying Ameen to the dua. And this highlights the importance of saying Ameen. Whenever one person is making dua, the others who are listening to the dua and who are part of the dua must say Ameen to the dua, then the dua will earn acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, listen, the dua of both of you have been answered. Fastaqima, remain firm, remain firm. You carry on doing, even though I have promised and have answered your dua, that punishment will come to these people. Allah says, but you remain firm on the task at hand and what you have been asked to do. Fastaqima, remain firm, continue with your da'wah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the two of you should not follow the ways of those who do not have knowledge. Do not follow the ways of those who do not have knowledge, who will give up the efforts of da'wah and inviting others towards the deen of Allah. You remain firm and steadfast and continue inviting others to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of a miracle, the famous miracle of Musa alayhi salam. Allah then told Musa alayhi salam to take the Banu Israel and to escape with them at nightfall, after Fir'aun had planned to annihilate them and have them all killed. Allah says, وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ. And we caused Banu Israel to cross the ocean, to cross the sea, the Red Sea. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ. Fir'aun and his army followed them. We know the incident when they crossed the Red Sea. Fir'aun then decided to also cross the Red Sea to go onto the other side and capture them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fir'aun and his army followed them. بَغْيًا وَعَدْوَى. Out of rebellion and enmity. They were driven by rebellion and enmity for Banu Israel. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. Allah speaks of Fir'aun at the time when he was drowning. Allah says eventually it reached a stage where the drowning had seized him and he was about to drown. Now he was about to die and he realized that he is to perish. Then he turned to Allah. قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل. He says, I have brought iman that there is no ilah. There is no ilah. Throughout his life, he referred to himself as the ilah, as the God, as the supreme divine being. But at this point, when he noticed that he's leaving from this world, he says, I believe that there is no ilah illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel, except the ilah in which banu Israel believes. Wa ana min al muslimin. And now he says that I am from amongst those who have surrendered to the will of Allah, and I am from amongst the Muslims. Now we spoke earlier of this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, that at this point, tawbah is never accepted from Allah. At the time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَغْفِرُ الْعَبْدِ. Allah will forgive a person, حَتَّى يُغَرْغِرْ, until he reaches the stage of غَرْغَرَى. The stage of gharghara is the stage when the soul is being drawn out of the body. It is referred to as gharghara because there is that gurgling sound that a person makes sometimes when the soul is being drawn out of the body. That's why it is called gharghara, of that gurgling sound. Allah says at that stage, tawbah is never answered. The door of tawbah closes at that point. Throughout your life, there is opportunity to make tawbah. But at that point, when you start witnessing things from the other realm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says now tawbah is not answered. So that's when he brought iman at that stage. Allah says, Al-an, now, is it now, at this stage? Throughout your life, there were signs upon signs, signs upon signs. Now at this stage, وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ, and before this you lived a life of disobedience, وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and you were from amongst those who caused corruption and mischief on the land.
Mira, te la granta, sí, Señor.